This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Suspected Israeli warplanes bombed Iran's embassy in Syria on Monday in a strike Iran said killed seven of its military advisors, including three senior commanders, and that marked a major escalation in Israel's war with its regional adversaries. Israel has long targeted Iran's military installations in Syria and those of its proxies, but Monday's attack was the first time Israel hit the vast embassy compound itself. Israeli forces left Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City on Monday after a two-week operation, leaving a wasteland of destroyed buildings and Palestinian bodies scattered in the dirt. Reuters correspondent Emma Jaleh reports.
The Israeli military says it has killed or detained hundreds of Hamas militants in the hospital area. It says it lost two soldiers in the fighting, but sought to prevent harm to civilians, patients, or medics. Hamas and medics have long denied any armed presence in the hospitals. The Hamas-run Gaza Media Office says Israeli forces killed 400 Palestinians around Al-Shifa, including a doctor and her son, who was also a doctor, and put the medical facility out of action. The director of the media office called it a crime against humanity.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaleh. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Ultra-Orthodox Jews blocked an entrance to a highway northeast of Tel Aviv on Monday in protest against attempts to change government policy that grants ultra-Orthodox Jews exemptions from military service. The Israeli police intervened with the protesters, who staged a sit-in protest blocking the traffic. This is VOA News.